Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2997.
Identify a person who had a significant influence in your life and explain that influence.
A person who had a significant influence on me would probably have to be my brother. And there's not a specific time. He's always just been there whenever I needed him. And I guess one specific time would be when I got into some trouble in high school, and I couldn't call my parents because I knew that they would be really mad at me. And so I looked to the next close and best thing, and that just so happened to be my brother, and he's always been there if I needed him, and I feel like I reciprocate.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a film agent. I have always had a passion for movies and film, and I actually work as a personal assistant right now to a film agency, and I just help, get people coffee and run errands and stuff. But the career choice that I've chosen is it's who you know, not what you do in school. So, yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
How would I describe myself as a human being? I'd say I'm very calm and collected at times, but I'm definitely stubborn. I like to think that I'm a very chivalrous person. I open the doors for women that I don't know, and stuff like that. Just very old Victorian kind of thing.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? I would say my girlfriend, my friends, people being kind to one another, because we're living in a society and people should think more about everyone as a whole rather than your individual self. So just kind things.
What types of things make you happy?
A very good joke. I like to think that I have a very sarcastic attitude, and I like to think I'm more funny than I am, which is pretty funny in itself, but yeah, just a good joke. Again, people being kind to one another, just seeing that random act of kindness, and yeah.
What types of things make you sad?
Types of things that make me sad, I would say people being mean, for no reason. I actually saw something that made me sad recently. I was in class, and I have a person who is disabled in one of my classes, and he's blind, so he's unable to see, obviously, and he needed the professor to tell him something because what we were learning was very mechanical, and it's probably very hard to do just in your head if you're being told what it is rather than seeing it. And some guy in the back of the class was just like, why do we need to stop this lecture and wait on him? And I just like looked back and I just gave him the worst look. And I swear, if he says that again, I'm just going to be like, dude, you are so rude and just horrible.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I came from a world of a very closely knit family. We used to bike ride Town Lake and go to breakfast every morning of the weekend and stuff like that. Like, we were very recreational. We were a very recreational family, and that, like, kept us close. And I'd say, like, what my parents instilled into me is gonna make me to the person that I want to be later in life.
Do you have a particular attribute, quality, or skill that distinguishes you from everyone else? How did you develop that attribute?
I would say a specific attribute or skill that I've come to better myself in is the ability to read and understand people. And I feel like that has something to do with the career choice that I've made, because being a or aspiring to be a film agent, you have to be able to read people and try and find out what they want, and you've got to be able to give, like, tell them the specific thing that they want to hear at that point in time. And me being able to read people the way I do, like, I do it to my girlfriend all the time, where she, like, I don't know, there's just, like, this, like, hidden face and this, like, small little micro expression in her face, and I can read it, and I'm just like, what's going on? And she's like, how'd you even know that, like, I'm thinking of something that's, you know, like, not what I would normally think? And also with my parents and my professors, and they don't like it because I can see it.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I might answer a better question is what qualities people mistakenly don't have. And I would say kindness to one another again, because it just really is becoming just one of those societies where you just take a look at someone, you misinterpret everything about them. And it's just like, I don't know, it's the 21st century. My generation is going to be some kind of something, I can tell you that. And we're supposed to have, like, all the answers for, like, 30 years of just horrible, like, eco-non-friendliness of, like, the 70s and 80s. And we're supposed to have the answers to all that. And I say just, like, if we're supposed to be that generation where we change everything, why can't we change how we are, like, with each other and society? And I think that's the answer to a better question.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd wish you'd pass on to your own children?
I'd say the most important values are treat your neighbor with respect. Because we actually, in our old house, whenever I was growing up, we didn't particularly care for our neighbor next door, but with that value, I would see, like, my father and mother, like, be nice to them, because we'd have to, like, put up with them every day, see them every day, and, you know, that's just, like, what you should do. You shouldn't show your true colors to people that you don't, like, actually care about. You don't want them to seem like you're mean or anything like that, and that's a really good value. And another would probably be, like, if you have a attribute that you think is stupid, or you think is not what society would want you to have, take it and run with it, because, I mean, that's what, there's been so many colleges and schools for just specific traits that people have, and if you have one that betters all the rest of them as a normal person, then I would say take it and run with it, because you could probably make some serious money and you could be very happy.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to go on the lake a lot with my family, because whenever you're on the lake, we usually either, like, kayak or canoe, or, like, go out on a boat. So, more so with the kayaking and canoeing, because we're, like, together, but we're not really, like, you know, in the same vicinity, which is nice, because my mother just yap, yap, yaps, and that's just always fun. There's my sarcastic attitude.
Tell me about the most cherished gift you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why that gift was so special.
I have a two-part answer. The first one is definitely when I was 3 years old. I actually remember it, which is, like, out of this world. But my father and mother got me a big wheel for Christmas, and I just remember that box being extremely heavy, and I just, like, I saw that my mom had a camera in her in her hands, and she was about to take a picture of me, like, sitting right next to it, and I was like, no, no, and I, like, picked it up above my head, and, like, I was wearing this, like, red little robe, and, like, you could see, like, my little baby fat coming out of my robe, and my robe was undone, but, like, of course, like, I had, like, underwear on and stuff, but it was just so funny, because I'm just, like, holding this, like, extremely huge box over my head with, like, the biggest smile on my face. And I just remember going to the park with my dad after that, and he was teaching me how to ride it. That was pretty funny. And then the second one, I would say, would be this last Christmas. My girlfriend right now gave me a authentic Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid poster and framed it for me. And it hangs right above my bed, so, I mean, I love movies, obviously, and Paul Newman is one of my favorite actors, so, like, that was a really cool gift.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Oh, I never get tired of a game of Capture the Flag. I work during the summer for camps, for summer camps that I, like, grew up doing. Like, my old neighborhood, I go back there now to, it's actually where I went to elementary school, too. It's at the same place, and, yeah, I really love just, like, hanging with kids, because I really enjoyed my camp counselors when I was a kid.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is probably No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy. And it's actually one that someone would not really understand why, but I think it's because it is extremely well written. And I'm not really much of a reader, but I do, again, really enjoy movies. And I did read the book before I saw the movie, and usually I enjoy the movie more, and it's not because it's, like, more aesthetically pleasing, it's not because books you have to read and all that, but it's just because, like, I was more into the book rather than the movie, and that usually never happens. And the types of books I like to read, I kind of like some, like, post-apocalyptic books, and also like history books, because history, if there were money in history, if I could be an archaeologist, I would have done that, but there's absolutely no money in that, and I need to provide for my family later in life. And my favorite literary character, I'm just going to go with, how about Charlotte and Charlotte's Web? She was a nice spider.
What is your favorite word, and why?
I think right now my favorite word is guilty, and it's just a little joke that my friends and I have. It's just like whenever, okay, say if I were to be like, hey, I'm hungry and I want to go to this place down the road, and we're just like guilty because we want to as well, and it's really stupid, but it's kind of funny.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was Contraband with Mark Wahlberg and Ben Foster. Contraband, I thought it was better than I anticipated. But Marky Mark is just, he's off his game. He's really not cutting it in the acting world.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Recently I've been playing disc golf at the neighborhood park. And, yeah, that's really fun just because my friends and I can just, like, crack open a few beers and just hang out, because where we live there's a lot of sunlight and there's a lot of nature to be taken in, and it's just nice to have that with your buddies. And also, I literally go to the movies a whole bunch. I am one of those people that would actually go see a movie by themselves just to go see it, because I'm really there for the entertainment of the movie rather than who I'm sitting next to. So, but it is better whenever you're with a buddy.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think that I'm more creative than I would think, because every single time like I try to do like a project or something, I'm always trying to think of something outside of the box. And whenever I write papers, I always brainstorm in a way where a professor would like come up to me after and be like, "It was really interesting how you outlined that." And I think that's sort of a creative side rather than like art and like specific writing. But I'd say if I were to express my creativity anyway, it'd be attempting at drawing, because I really like the nautical life. I really like boats and sailboats and just water in general, and I attempt at drawing boats. It's not really that good, but yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Actually, yes. I've gotten, what's that guy's name? The guy from Twilight. This is my future, and I don't even care to know that guy, that actor's name.
Robert Pattinson,
yes. And I've also got, I actually, for my fraternity, I had to grow, like, a disgusting beard, and I, like, couldn't cut my hair either, and with my hair, I have, like, 30 different calyces working against me, so I looked like Hugh Jackman and Wolverine, too.
Where would you like to be the most?
I would really enjoy, like, sailing across the globe, like, circumnavigating the globe in a sailboat. That would be awesome, because I really like the sea, and I'm not really scared of the open ocean, but I am scared of heights, and I've never been on a plane. Yeah, we had to go to California and New York when I was a kid, and we'd have to drive, and it was all because of me. So, yeah.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think my most rewarding experience wouldn't have to be, like, isn't a time that I've been, like, rewarded with something, like, materialistic. The first and only time I've actually heard my dad tell me that he loved me was, like, a year ago. During the summer, and it was actually because I got into some trouble, and I couldn't cope with it, and I was very, like, upset, and thought that everyone hated me because of what happened, and he just told me to calm down, and that everything was gonna be alright, it's not the end of the world, people make mistakes, and then he dropped the L word on me, and it actually was really nice.
Who is your favorite actor?
I'd say my favorite actor is either Brad Pitt or Christian Bale. Brad Pitt, because of all of his work in the 90s. Like, literally, he has not made a wrong decision in the 90s. Like, California... He is a crazy, like, psychopath in that movie, and that just, like, broadens his scope as an actor. And then one of my favorite movies is Seven with Morgan Freeman, and that's just, like, mind-boggling, because if you've seen the movie, you're still like, damn, like, he's a really good actor. But, like, if you just saw it for the first time, It is pretty intense. And yeah, he's really good. He's really good broad. He goes out of his comfort zone and he does well with it. And Christian Bale because the my favorite trilogy right now is Lord of the Rings, and Christian Nolan's like Batman series is really pushing it. Like the Dark Knight Rises hasn't come out yet, but I'm about to go see that like 4 times in the movie theater. And if this one matches the other two, then it might come close to beating Lord of the Rings, and I love Lord of the Rings.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done? I jumped off a 60-foot cliff into very shallow water. So that would probably be the craziest thing I've ever done. And I'm scared of heights, so it was definite peer pressure from my friends, but I was the only one that didn't do it, so.
You're majoring in business. When did you first become interested in this field?
I probably became interested in this when I found out that archaeology there's no money in archaeology. But also because I was just like, okay, well, this gives me another reason to aspire for movies and the business side of film. So I suppose whenever I really followed my heart with movies rather than history.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would be a successful film agent. I would be a successful film agent. Have some of the best actors as my employees.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening would have to be one that I plan on doing when I go see my girlfriend. We're going to go straight to dinner, a nice dinner. Then after that, we are going to drink a bottle of champagne on the beach as we walk it. And then we are going to just lay under the stars because I haven't seen her in like 2 months. So I think that'll be a pretty good evening.
What do you love most about your girlfriend?
She is exactly like me. We're both very sarcastic people, so we both know when each other is like upset or just doing something that we know there's like a hidden connotation with it. And also, she's just a gorgeous girl in general. Like, she's beautiful externally as well as internally. She wants to be a veterinarian, and like anyone who wants to be a veterinarian, you're always doing it for like the animals and like helping others through the animals. And I don't know, she's so ridiculous. Like, she is one of those people that gives money, like $10 a month for Bengal tigers and stuff like that. And yeah, she's great.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your girlfriend?
She's extremely wealthy, but she is not materialistic. So, I mean, I suppose just like staying as kind that I am to her. I think that she respects that more than fancy dinners and, like, you know, pearls or diamonds or anything like that. So, yeah.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yes. I would say, well, I'd like to say hello, first of all. And make good decisions, but don't dwell on the fact that you've made bad ones. Because I know you'll probably be thinking everyone says, like these bad decisions that you make in life are what shape who you are, and really, it truly is the truth. Because once you do something and you know that it's bad, you will not do it again. And that's just good in itself. Because you've tried it, you've conquered it, or it may have conquered you, but yet you will not do it again. And that's one that's happened to me. And also, just live life to the fullest. If you've ever found yourself in a bad moment, just think of something funny to say, or I don't know, try and make yourself laugh, because thoughts are, you can probably do that if you have my genes. So, good luck, and yes.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2997.